Hello there, and welcome back to Daily Bites of God's Word. This is Pastor Andy Kagan, and we are going to finish off Psalm 19 today. And this has been a wonderful psalm. I have no doubt that you have thoroughly enjoyed it as well as we've gone along. And we're going to look at the final verse here. Verse 14, David says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." My friends, this verse, I encourage you to memorize it, to meditate on it, put it into practice in your life. Let it be one of the defining factors of who you are in Christ. No, and I don't mean this ultra dogmatically. I'm sure there's plenty of other verses in the book of Psalms that you could say this about, but this is definitely one of, if not the ultimate look into David's heart. You know, the New Testament talks about David being a man after God's own heart. This shows you. You said, well, David was a sinner. He did bad things. How can we say that? Well, yeah, so are you. So am I. But God takes out your heart of stone and puts in a heart of flesh. God changes you. He gives you new desires, new meditations, new words to say. And that's what he's saying as one of God's people, as someone that has been saved, as someone that has repented of their sin and put their full faith and trust in God. He says, in light of the judgments of God, bringing in the context of previous verses that we've already covered, but and bringing in the judgments of God, which are true, the righteousness of God, understanding that we're warned by the judgments of God, understanding that I don't want to be ruled by sin. I want to be blameless. I want to be complete. I want to be everything God wants me to be. In light of all that, Lord, I pray more than anything else, let the words of my mouth. Why is that so important? Well, Jesus Christ himself says that which comes out of the mouth shows forth what was already in the heart. David understands this. He says, if it's coming out of my mouth, that means we've already got a problem down deep. So let the very words of my mouth, and notice he picks up on it, adds to it, the meditation of my heart. Why? Because what's meditated on in the heart shows forth in your speech. And that could be literal in the sense of the very words you're saying, but you could also say in the sense of the actions that you perform, how you interact, what do you focus on, what do? What do you avoid? The things that you are involved with. The words of my mouth, the very meditation of my heart, what am I dwelling on? What am I thinking about? What am I pursuing? What am I avoiding? All these things. What am I thinking about at nighttime and daytime in the morning? The very heart, the seat of man, the seat of who I am, the very foundation of my decision-making, let everything that I am and everything that I want to do be acceptable in your sight. Whew. Talk about setting a high bar. Whew. Be acceptable in your sight. Have you ever thought about, actions are easy. What we do, what we say, that's easy. Well, it's not easy to do, but you know what I mean. It's easy to see it, define it, understand it, give a good black and white answer of do this, not that. But have you ever thought about the fact that everything that you meditate on in your heart being acceptable to God? Whew. He says, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You tell me there isn't salvation in the Old Testament? David knew who his Redeemer is. Hadn't even put eyes on him because David lived before Jesus Christ came and was incarnate in the flesh. But he knew what the scripture said, that the Messiah would come. And he says, you, God, are my Redeemer. You're my rock. You're my Lord, my God, my Creator. And because of that, and see, that's the whole essence of presuppositional apologetics, the whole essence of scripture and the authority of it. We have to first understand who God is. He is the only being that can just simply say, I exist, I am. I am that I am, the self-existence one. So understanding who he is, then understanding who we are in relation to him. And he tells us here that because of who God is, I want to be someone that has the words and the actions of someone that has already meditated in his heart, that I want to do that which is acceptable to the very one that gives me breath. Man. Psalm 19 pulls no punches, my friends. And I don't know about you, but I think I need to go spend some time praying and repenting because I just got convicted myself. My goodness. Mark it, highlight it, meditate over it, memorize this verse. But more importantly, live it. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Daily Bite of God's Word. God bless.